It's always awkward.
Okay. All right, let's just, I just wanted to go over the, quickly, the second shot in the round from yesterday. All right, let's just do it very quickly. So the second shot in the round is from Rabino David. So his shot is what? He says, no, it's going to the first shot. These guys are really low in terms of their proficiency in Torah. They're very low. But they're sort of, because of no choice, the town agreed to accept them. But the second shot of Rabino David is that no, there really are guys who are roy for din. They're the Yoshvei Kronos guys. They're similar to the three, to the people we talked about on Gimel. And EF should lo gomer chad minayam. Meaning to say, they're all sovereign. They all know how to talk in Torah. They all understand something. That's what we have to say the pshat was, right? That's what we said. Some of them, if you get three of them together, at least one guy will know, and the other two will be able to discuss it with him. So they're really, they're the dayanim that we say, are good dayanim, as hadyotos. They're not lower than that basic standard. But the machlokas is what? Like this, that Rabbi Meir says, Yochel echad lifsol hadayan ho'arki, shebirer chavero, mishum demotzi b'meir malei chavrei hadayan shebirarta eini yodea din Torah, v'dayan shebirarta yodea din. So he could say, as we say, min hastam ef shed lo gomer chad mineo. But this guy can say, look, I picked a good guy. My dayan is really top notch. Your guy is it's like sort of like a pool, right? So some of them are going to be good, some of them are not going to be good. So I'm saying I picked a good guy, therefore I want your guy to be equal to mine. So I can. Rameyer says you can passel the other guy's dayan. Because he'll say, he's not as good as my dayan. Va'od ani rotsa livra mumcha v'lo yuchal lisa v'litein in mishen yodea sefer. I mean, I picked a guy who's an expert, and he needs someone an equal counterpart to have a good masu matan with. Va'od shelo yirtza lios nimna imo ki hu miniki yadas. And he doesn't want to sit with somebody who's not equal to him. Rabbanan Savri, the Kevin the Sheminu Ha'ir Arki Aleihem Ein Bezeh Shum Chalishas Hadas Mea Mumcha Im Yismana Imo. And Rabbanan say, no, since the town appointed these people, there's no shame in sitting with them. There's nothing. You can't have any shame in sitting with these people. Kevin Shem Chu B'nei Ha'ir Aleihem. They're accepted by the town. Va'od Shu Rogel Kitzas Bedinan. And also he knows a little bit. Okay, so that's what we want to say the machlokas is the case of they're Yoshvei Kronos, they have the status of Yoshvei Kronos, but Yoshvei Kronos are somewhat hit or miss, right? And these people, so therefore the Reb Meir says, you have a right to pick from the Yoshvei Kronos good guys, and I can say, I picked a good one, I want you to pick a good one. And the Rabbanan say, no, these are not just Stam Yoshvei Kronos, these people were Yoshvei Kronos, true, but they were Himchu Ha'ir Aleihem. The city agreed to that. This pool of people should be the Dayanim. So therefore, you have no right to passel them. And that's the same way the Muki Yosef learns, I just saw. He says like this, just quickly. He says, Uplugsayu b'dayanim domer meir zeposel mukminim b'gemara bar ko'os shebesuria. Shame ed yota, shein yodin din Torah, ela shehurglu lodun. So notice these guys are the Arkos guys. They're not experts, but they do din. They are accustomed to doing din. Reb Meir zeh posel, I'm sorry. Reb Meir yavlu din yoshvei kronos. Ah, see how he's setting it up? It's interesting. So Reb Meir says they're no different than a regular yoshvei kronos. And therefore, yochol leposlon. Rabbanon savri kevan shehimchum rabim aleihem lo kol heimenu leposlon da adifi mi yoshvei kronos. The Yoshvei Kronos gori me'arkos shebesuria. So that's the way they want to set up. Now the Stam Yoshvei Kronos, everybody would seem to agree that there are good and there are bad. And if I picked a good one, I have a right to say your guy is not on par with my guy, right? But the machlokas, he's saying, is because they're Yoshvei Kronos, but they were appointed by the city. So now, that's like the Rana saying. That takes away two arguments, you want to say. It takes away the argument that it's not kavadik for my guy to sit with him, because he has a certain stamp of approval from the town. And secondly, he says, there he's a rugel, he's more of a rugel bedin. He's more of a rugel bedin. He's rugel ketzas bedinin. Okay. But anyway, so what's the machlokas come down to according to this way of looking at it? Now, this way of looking at it is different than the first way. It's qualitatively different in one respect. That the first way was saying we're dealing with people who really are lower than hejodos. They're not kasher l'din. And then the question is there such a thing as a universal kabbalah to elevate their status to dayanim? Right? But this way of learning is that doesn't agree. That doesn't exist. There's no such thing. If the guys were just roe bakar, nobody would disagree that they could be, you can pass them. Problem over here is a little more interesting. They really are kosher like hejotos. The only thing is, like the Ran says, the guy will say, I picked a better one, I want you to pick one that's on par to him. And the Rabbanan say, nope, once we have this idea of himchu rab malehem, then there's no more, then that argument doesn't exist. So just to define it a little bit more, what are they arguing about? Yeah. No? Yeah. In other words, the important thing to me is the way to think about it, and that is that what does choice stem from? What is the right to passel the other guy's dayan stem from? It stems from the ability to choose. What is the ability to choose premised on? Objective differentiations, right? You don't get to choose the particular that you like, right? You get to choose. You can't disqualify a guy because he's not your preferred choice within the certain class. You have to be able to say he's not a good choice at all because you're choosing from the wrong class of people. In other words, nobody says that I have a right to make your choice, right? So how do I passel him? The only way I can passel him is by saying that your choice was an invalid choice. Meaning that you weren't choosing from the right type of people. But I can't say, I don't like the one that you picked within that class, then that would give me a right on the particular. I don't have a right on the particular. I have a right to my particular, you have a right to your particular. I can't choose your particular, right? So the only way I can passel, each guy can passel the other ones, has to be based on some criteria that's more categorical than particular. So that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, look, Yoshvei Kronos is a very uneven lot. There's no homogeneity in the Yoshvei Kronos. They're good guys, they're bad guys. We say min astam, if you take three, you'll get one guy who knows be Kori B'Sefer, one guy who's a little bit of a Lamdan, and the other two who can follow along. But I can say, if we go down to that's statistics. But I can say, look, I picked the one out of the three that's the good guy. I want you to pick the one out of the three that's the good guy. Right? That's an objective. There is some sort of an objective criteria there. So I can't say which one of these types of people you could pick. That would be tantamount to giving me your choice. But I can say it's a very non-uniform selection pool, and therefore there are real objective criteria to say that your choice is an inferior type of choice to mine. But that's the interesting question. So the Rabbanan say, that's really what the question comes down to. Once we have this idea that the Rabbim say, we're creating a class out of these people, and we're giving them all one status, that's himchuhu rab malehem, does that now remove the ability to be selective within that class? Because it's true if you just had the unrefined group of Yoshvei Kronos, so then it's a fact that there is that there are particular differences between the differences between the particulars. There are real objective differences between the particulars, not just a matter of preference. And then there'll be no disagreement. Question is, once we created this institution, this status, and we gave everybody now one shared shame of Himchu Rab Malayim, does that therefore create one objective class and precludes any kind of choosiness from within that class? Because they all now are one, are defined by the ear under one grouping. Yoshvei Kronos don't have any universal definition. They're just people who happen to be there, and then there's a statistical reality about them. But once there's an institutionalized thing in the ear, does that remove now the ability to be a mevarer, to choose? Does that remove now the ability to passel his choice by saying it's categorically unequal to mine? When there is an imposed category on the whole group. Thing I can just give you the that just no it's not so much I can't really get down to a deeper understanding of the machlokas. I could just trying to show you the inyanim of the machlokas and the Rabbanan's argument. I can't really see clearly exactly the underlying machlokas, but I know, as I'm telling you, I'm putting the Rabbanan's argument at least into halachic terminology, that there's no once we institute, I mean, it really comes down to the question, can you do this type of a thing, of create this artificial somewhat of a, this artificial certification, and say, well, now they're all board certified. It's like saying, well, they're all board certified. You get to choose from a board certified surgeon. You know what I mean? If there was no such thing as board certification, I'd say, well, this guy is, you take any group, there's always going to be a leader, you know, outstanding guys and the outliers. They're always going to be the guys who are better and worse. But now that we have this institution of certification, now you have no right to choose. You know what I mean? What do you say? Himchu Rab Malayim is just very nice, but halachically it doesn't change the reality. Yoshvei Kronos are not mumchen. If they were mumchen, you could say that. There's no objective halachic status of Himchu Rab Malayim. It's just the, as the owner would say, a social convention. But just halacha lemaisa. So then the Ran says, just want to go down to the lemaisa. Says umi ushma inan the kevin the time of the rabbana mishum the lo kol haymenu shifsel dayan shehim huhu rab malayim. Right. The whole idea is that once there is this objective certification of the town, then you can't say he made a bad choice, because every choice is the same. He just picked a guy that is board certified. So he says, but that would mean like this. Ha birer hedjot, but if he picked a hedjot, she'eno baki bedin and klal, shelo imchu rabim aleim yochol chaveru leposlo betaimid rameir. Right? In other words, but even the Rabbanan would say, if he picked a guy who wasn't qualified by the town, then he could object, then even the Rabbanan would say you could disqualify him, because he's not making a qualified choice. Ulefikach b'makomos halalu, in our lemaisa, she'ein lanu arkaos kevuim ladun. We don't have this institution of himchu rab malayim. It doesn't exist in our towns. Ela sheborin lohen abalei dinim dayanim kirtzonim. We just have everyone picks their own guy. Umisha osa din ze eino osa din kol adam. The guy I pick is not like a professional dayan in any sense. Yochol, kol adam yochol hu lifsol hadayin shabir chaveru, im hu hedjot ki hedjot akaros. So now, bizman hazeh, since we don't have this institution of himchu rab malayim, now we're just down to the general status of hedjotos. So now each guy could passel the other guy's hedjot, because he could say hedjotos are very inconsistent group, and you made a qualitatively inferior choice to mine. So in other words, the point is like this. The point I'm just trying to show you over here is that the ability to disqualify the other guy's choice, or the ability to retain your choice, depends on whether I can say your choice is qualitatively inferior or lacking. But So therefore, you need an objective basis to say that he's out of the certain class of people, and therefore you didn't choose from the right group. But I can't go down and say your choice per se is no good. I can only say your type of choice is no good. So therefore, he's saying the machlokas, you see that even the Rabbanan who say you can't disqualify my judge, it's only because there is a uniformity of Dayanam Shemchu Ramalim. It's not just any guy who's not a apostle is good. So therefore he's saying, Bizmana Zeh, we're basically back to the situation of Yoshvei Kronos without Timchu Rab Maleim, and therefore any guy can possibly the other guy's choice. Unless he has the status of Bucky, because Bucky is another qualitative level. Right?